now the site of the Essex County Fish Hatchery. In 1807, this place was once a bustling community. Try to picture this place devoid of trees, because that's how it was, a town fully engaged in the timber industry and mining. Here at Buck Hollow, Elijah Rhodes held a New Year's ball in his tavern called the Old Rookery. I imagine Buck Hollow under 2 feet of snow on a crisp night, a line of sleighs parked out front, the heavily blanketed horses breathing like dragons, a fiddle plays, and the shafts of light coming out of the Old Rookery are bending with the dancers keeping time to the music. Some parties arrive via ox team or on foot, bringing pies and other good food.
A toast to the host!
Why, yes, sales are up for both hay and oats, what with the increase in draft animals for the hauling.
But, I mean, I've never seen such a boom. Lumber, and now with the iron? Are you all set up at the new place?
Yes, we're very happy.
Happy indeed. No more than a mile down the road is a grist mill.
And sawmill. Building the house took no time at all.
Join me for a dance. I just love this music.
Excuse us.
Well, enjoy yourselves.
Hiya, John.
I started for Crown Point last March with 446 pounds of trout. But a great snowstorm came on, so I could not get any further than Newcomb. We had not so much as one slice of pork, but we had trout and venison, and venison and trout. We should have liked to swap a little for pork, and no mistake. Been clearing land way east of here. I have one hand with me now, full-blooded Indian, and a good chopper, works by the month.
Why, Ned? What exactly is an iron rolling mill? You've been working so hard lately. I hardly get to see you.
It's just like rolling dough. You see, the wrought iron passes through a pair of rolls to reduce the thickness and make it uniform. I love this iron business. Well, iron and lumber, but iron is the money maker. Say, Hattie, just how many water wheels do you think are on Putnam Creek now?
I don't know, 50 or 60?
100. 100 water wheels. That's industry. That's power. We've got water and lumber and a deep vein of iron at the Saxon Floyd bed, Hat. The demands for nails and other materials is increasing every day. I feel like we live at the center of the world. You and me, imagine it. At the center of the world. Marry me, Hattie Daniels. Would you marry me?
Oh, Ned, of course.
We can set up down by Morrow's Mill. That's just a walk from your father's dairy.
I can still help him keep up the chickens.
Happy New Year!
The spread of the iron industry also bolstered the growth of hamlets. Those first settlers of Crown Point were part of Buck Hollow. Now, all that's left of it is a small sign on your left for Buck Hollow Cemetery. By 1860, the iron industry played a major role in the founding and growth of more than 60 villages and hamlets in the Adirondacks. Just west of the intersection with Whitechurch Road is Crown Point Center. The name doesn't reflect the current sparse assortment of buildings, yet this once lively town was home to a grist mill, tannery, woolen mill, school, stores, and a hotel.